Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning. My name is Mary and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind to please help me out?
Yeah, as long as it's quick.
Yes, will be. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yes.
Okay. And is this Marilyn Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. The first question is, first, are you a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you as your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
My who?
Your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably know to vote?
I will never vote Republic.
Okay, so we'll know vote.
I'm sorry?
We'll know vote? You probably
I will not vote. I will not vote a Republican Party.
Okay. Yeah, but right now it is just to know if you are going to vote in 2024.
Yes.
You definitely vote or probably vote?
I vote. I definitely vote. As you can tell, okay. I vote every year.
Okay. And what is your age, Miss?
I'm not disclosing my age. I'm over 50.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question is, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and Congress elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not out motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
You may use...
Okay. 10.
Thank you. And the next question is, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
What about what's important now?
It says, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Important.
Very important?
Yes.
Thank you. The next it says, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm not going to discuss which one I am.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just not going to vote Republican.
Okay, and the next
and
question...
And I definitely would not vote for Trump, period, ever.
Okay, yes. And the next question it says, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And the next, it says, when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The options are the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate rights, Asian and green, Republicans in Congress.
It would be Republican Congress and the high cost of living.
Okay. And the next question, it says, now I'm going to read a list of different issues of concern some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member on Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 is someone important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use number between 0 to 10. The first, it says, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
It's very important.
Very important. And from 0 to 10, how important is it is?
10.
10, okay, thank you. And reducing crime?
Reducing crime, 10.
Thank you. And train or borders are secure?
What now?
Ensuring our borders are secure?
Yes, 8.
8, okay, thank you. And the next, it says, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
Say that again now.
Yeah, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Thank you. The next.
And 10 is very important, correct?
Yes, extremely important. It's 10.
Okay, yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And the next is making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. And the next phase, creating more jobs and raising wage?
10.
Thank you, miss. We are moving to the next one, and it says, switching gears a little and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, miss. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
The options are, the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How do you feel about him? You can choose from 0 to 100. Okay.
0.
Thank you. And the Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood?
What is it now?
Planned Parenthood?
Who?
Planned Parenthood?
I don't understand that question. I can't make out what you're saying.
Okay. The next one, it says Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, 100%.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
100%.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
All the way down 0 and below.
Okay. We have NAACP?
100%.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
100%.
Thank you, man. The next question, it says, I know it is still a long way off, but in the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West. Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? If undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much, Miss. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much, Miss. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
100%.
The options are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or no worried at all.
Worried.
Very worried?
Very worried.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. The candidate B, it says, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Or candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, and make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and investing in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. All the other... B? Okay. Thank you. And is that much more or somewhat more candidate B for you?
Say that again now?
Yes. And it is that much more or somewhat more candidate B? You feel more or... Somewhat more or?
More.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
You can tell me just a lot or yes, some?
A lot.
Okay, thank you so much. And has what you've seen... or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
And this is that much more or just somewhat more favorable?
Mm-hmm.
Much more favorable?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I want you to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in this first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important it is to you. How important and accomplished is that to you, banned chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers? This is very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Very important?
Yes.
Thank you. And how important an accomplishment is that to you? Invested $50 billion to establish the childcare industry and keep childcare centers open. This is very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all
very
important.
Very important. Very important.
Thank you. And the next one, it says, how important an accomplishment is that to you that invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black college and universities? Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all
important. Very important. Very important.
Thank you so much. And then next it says, a third of the judge appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. You feel very important, not somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. And then next it says, capped the price of insulin and $35 per month for Medicaid and Medicaid.
Very important. Very important.
Thank you so much, Miss. We almost done here. Thank you so much for your time. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
I'm sorry? Okay, thank
strongly.
You. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first,
okay.
It says, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested for forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents. You are not convincing at all. This is mean 0, and 5 means somewhat convincing, and 10 means very convincing.
10.
Thank you so much. And the next it says, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They attack reproductive rights, or voting rights, or history by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as a new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. How do you feel about this? A 10. Okay, thank you so much, Miss. I do appreciate your time. Sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much, Miss. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
The most thing stood out to me is the insurrection on January the 6th, making sure that that doesn't ever happen again.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. And then next it says
and
we almost here. Uh-huh.
Healthcare coverage is a big, big issue for me.
Health coverage is a big issue, you say?
Yes. Affordable. Let me say that. Affordable.
And it's to be affordable. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. The next question it says
the prison. Reform,
yep.
That is extremely important. Those three things.
Okay, the president election is very important, you say?
Say that again.
You say, and the president election is very important, or?
No, prison reform.
Oh. Thank you, Miss. And the next question, it is, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way, okay? The first option, it says TVX.
Who?
TVX.
What was that?
Yeah, the ads that appears on the TV from the campaigns that...
Oh, TV ads. TV ads. I would say zero. I really don't like them. They're very negative.
Okay, but for each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. You can tell me yes or no.
Uh-huh.
You remember that they contacted you by TV ads?
Yes.
Okay. Door knocks?
No.
Social media / internet ads?
Yes.
Text messages?
Yes.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Someone what?
Canvassing neighborhood?
No.
Thank you. Mailers?
Yes.
Phone calls?
Yes.
And radio ads?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Miss. And the next question, it says, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The what now?
What is the last year of schooling?
The last year of school?
Yeah, of schooling that you have completed.
2002.
And it was high school graduate, some college or vocational?
College.
Search. College. Okay. College graduate, we can say?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much, Miss. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single. Single.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. No.
Thank you, Miss. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you so much. And the next question, it says, we are almost done right here. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than a half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Mostly all of my neighbors are white.
Okay, so you can tell me nearly all or more than a half?
Nearly all.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
I'm not sure. I never knew either one of them.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you so much. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, Miss, and thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important.
Yeah, this was a very long survey. I thought it was going to be quick, but...
Yeah, I'm very sorry about this. Yeah, this is for research purposes. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said I'll probably never do another one. It's too long.
Oh, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, Miss, but do appreciate so much your time. Thank you for taking the survey and have a nice rest of your day, Miss. Bye-bye.